BSU men's hockey team will host the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves this weekend. Their head coach, Matt Thomas, joins us now via the Paul Bunny Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Not much doubt that you have not had the record that you want this year. Was last Saturday's 10-0 loss to Tech more a factor of a tough season, or how good Tech is this year?
You hate to say that, but I think it's a little combination of both, to be honest with you. I think any time a team's able to put up 10, they're doing a lot of things right. And the team that loses isn't doing many things right, and I think that was certainly the case. But some of those goals, looking back at them, like I was kind of sitting back there going, "Wow, what a nice play! Wow, what a nice shot!" Like I don't know if there was a soft one, to be honest with you. So I think Michigan Tech played a heck of a game. Obviously, they've done that to Alabama earlier, or just a few weeks ago, actually. So it was, but we certainly, anytime you do that, you make a lot of mistakes. You make a lot of mistakes that are preventable, but usually they all don't go in the net. And, you don't put any of that blame on your goaltenders, but they weren't as sharp as you want them to be either in that situation. And it's a team loss for sure, but one you got to forget about pretty quick and move on from is probably the best way to say it.
Well, apart from that, what have been some of the positives for your team this season?
Well, you know what, I think the one thing that we're doing, last year we were a team that had a pretty decent-sized junior and senior class that was able to eat up quality minutes and take a lot of the burden off of young players to be difference makers. I think as a result, a lot of our young players didn't get a ton of opportunity to play in key situations. This year, it's completely flipped. And it's that we have a small junior and senior class, and we have a larger sophomore and freshman class. But those sophomores are playing a lot of freshman like minutes outside of those kind of guys kind of cycled through getting quality minutes from that sophomore class. So We've got a young team. We've got a young team, and I think that's the biggest difference right now. But I think the positives out of it is our young players are getting a lot of experience playing in key situations and playing key minutes for us.
Matt, when you took the job last season, you had to know that you were in for a rebuilding process. Where are you on that process?
Well, we're in it. I think last year was probably a less of a rebuild and more of a let's get at it. And we graduated five key players on our team, but I also trimmed the roster by another three, so we brought in eight players, and those eight players needed to play. So this is kind of year one, really, in the rebuild in terms of the roster overall, and it's gonna go continuous. I think next year we have two junior forwards those juniors now that will become seniors, and three juniors defensemen will become senior forwards or senior defensemen next year. That's it's still a very small class. So we've got a couple of years here until we start feeling that we're pretty confident in terms of the experience, in the classes that you want heading into, I guess it'd be for me year four of my contract.
Is it hard to stay the course when you don't get wins?
Yeah, that's what this business, that's what coaching is, and you have to have a plan. You have to put it into play, and you have to demand excellence out of it, so you go after it. Results are, we're in a business that's driven by results, but when you have a goal, it's like anybody that goes into that New Year's weight loss plan. You want to lose a pound a week. Well, if you get to week five and you haven't lost 5 pounds, you don't give up. If you do, you're never going to get to the 15 pounds you want to lose or whatever it is. So So that's a big thing. A big thing. It's making sure that we understand that there's a process here. There's going to be some tough moments when you are rebuilding, because you're putting players that weren't necessarily in. And let's face it, this, you know, this needed to be rebuilt. So there's clearly a lot of work that needed to be done, had to be done, and is getting done.
Well, as a coach in this league, did you think that the WCHA would have three teams in the top 10?
You know what? I did. And I think the big thing is when you look at it, you kind of look at Alaska being a team that potentially, if Fairbanks, if they could have potentially slipped in too, like maybe another team, and or more importantly, I think there's teams in our league that are good enough to maybe get there with an automatic bid. It's always very hard to find three teams in any conference to be automatic in the NCAA tournament just due to record. But you're seeing it from our team. Like it's almost with the Fairbanks situation and them not being able to qualify for the postseason. There's literally three teams that are just having phenomenal years. Three teams that are having, you would probably sit there and say average years, and then three teams that are having poor years. And there's three pretty good races going on. And it's the three at the top, though, boy, they're doing some special things. Like, we played them the last two weekends, being Michigan Tech and Minnesota State. And what an impressive team. Group of teams. Like, those guys... They've got a good balance. They're playing well. They've got everything that you need to be successful, and it starts with experience.
When you played Bemidji State in December, they were two very tight games. Both games finished in ties. What do you think of Bemidji State then, and how has that changed, if any, heading into this weekend?
I loved them then. I was completely scared to play them then. Obviously, at that point, we weren't playing very good hockey either, and I should say not playing very good. We're just, we're not a team that has a ton of offense. We're a team that, has some holes and some players that really need to step up in different areas. And I really, really like to make these group of forwards. I think at that point there, maybe I would say there were some question marks in net, or more importantly, and who was the guy. Since then it's really, Pitzer's obviously playing some incredible hockey and doing a great job as a freshman, which I think is a pretty common theme across our league, that we've got tons of quality goaltenders in our conference. But there's youth on the roster, there's speed on the roster. There's some important veteran leadership in some really good spots, especially on the defense, and good goaltending. So pretty intimidating team to have to play in a lot of ways, because they have all the elements. But, I think the one thing, there's a lot of similarities between our two teams is they're young. They're a young team, and they depend on their youth to be difference makers in games. And I think that's a fun thing to be a part of. It's also... something that either it responds, like right now the Beavers are doing, they're young players, or they don't, like right now, like our team is doing. It's, and what I mean by respond is just, make the big play at the big time in a positive way, or does it end up being in a negative way?
Matt, thanks for your time. Try to stay warm here the next few days, and we'll see you at the rink on Friday.
Yeah, I'm not too pleased with this weather. You guys pulled one over on us on this one. Like I said, 50 degrees and no jackets in Alaska to come in this frigid cold. But it's hockey. It's hockey that maybe gives us a little bit of a boost, knowing that we're still got a lot of hockey to play.
Maybe we should just open the doors and keep the compressor off this weekend.
Boy, I think you could. I think the ice would be very, very good.
Matt, thanks again.
All right, thanks, Brian. We'll see you.